again, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith here in Buccaneer Studio, and this is Buccaneers Insider for the second week of February. In 2013, linebacker Lavonte David accomplished something that only one other player in Buccaneers history had ever done, winning Associated Press First Team All-Pro honors in just his second year in the NFL. The only other Buccaneer ever to do that was fullback Mike Alstott, which means that in the entire storied history of Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, Lavonte David is the first player to reach that level so quickly. However, despite his rapid development, it's clear that David is not satisfied, as he has been seen repeatedly here at One Buccaneer Place, getting in workouts on his own in February at a time when many players around the league are still taking some time off. After one such workout, we caught up with David to talk about his AP honor, as well as his thoughts on the Buccaneers' new defense under head coach Lovie Smith.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great honor. First and foremost, just like to thank, my teammates, for encouraging me. The start of the year was a tough year for me, but, they just encouraged me to keep playing the way I play. And, that's the accomplishment that I got for playing the way I play. And, God for just blessing me with the ability and being on a great football team.
That first year, your first year in the league, you were a rookie of the year candidate. Second year, you win these AP All-Pro First Team honors. But I know you plan on getting better. I mean, can you take your game to yet another level next year?
Yeah, I can. There's a lot of stuff I still could improve on. And, switching to a different defense, probably open up more playmaking for me. So, it should be a great year. And, I'm starting to get back in the groove right now by working out and things like that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You don't have to be working out right now, and I know you can't really do stuff with the coaches, but is this showing another level of commitment for you here, that you're here today on an early February day?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get, feel like I've been off for a while. Feel like I've been a little too long. So, starting to get back in the groove of things, getting blood flow going, just building back up my strength, things like that.
One final question. You touched on a little bit. There's a new coaching staff in town, a new defensive coordinator. What do you know about this defense? And you said something about it, that it might even unlock you even more in that weak side spot.
Right here, it should be a great defense. Get an opportunity for a lot of guys to, fly around, not just me. Other backers, defensive line, secondary. So it should be fun, when I hear it. So I'm looking forward to it.
Speaking of Associated Press First Team All-Pros, there was one former Buccaneer linebacker who earned that honor in his first year in Tampa Bay. It simply wasn't his first year in the NFL. That would be linebacker Hardy Nickerson, who came over as an unrestricted free agent in 1993 and immediately emerged as one of the NFL's best linebackers. Now, that same Hardy Nickerson is Lavonte David's new linebackers coach, and I think it's fair to bet that with Lovie Smith's new defense and Hardy Nickerson's direction, David can take his game to yet another level. And that's it for today on Buccaneers Insider. Next week, the NFL turns its attention to Indianapolis for the NFL Scouting Combine. And once again, we'll be there to bring you exclusive interviews with Buccaneer personnel and experts from around the league.